Hello, everyone. So today I'm here to talk about ERK, ARK. We'll see that, but more of that in a minute. So about myself. So my name is Robin. I'm an open source and Frank Zappa enthusiast. Maybe these things are related, I'm not sure. Actually, in a previous career, I was a sound engineer in Brussels. And now I went to software. It took some time, but and I took over the maintenance of ARK since 2021. Actually, this project was created by Drew DeVault. I'm assuming some of you know who that guy is. And there was a question about how do you pronounce this thing? So who cares? It's not, I mean. Yeah. So Drew pronounces it with his American accent, ORK. In French, we say ERK. And I've asked a Hungarian guy. We say ARTS. So I guess you can choose, as long as it's more or less the same. So what is it? It's actually an email client that's running in your terminal, very similar to Mutt or Pine, Alpine. There's even a Meli or Meli, I don't know how to pronounce that. It covers a large span of protocols. I don't think there's a standard protocol that we don't support yet. One of these features, which is kind of unique, is that you can have multiple tabs. So when you're using Mutt starting to compose, the editor takes over the terminal, and you are stuck. You cannot browse your other emails or watch the original email while replying. You can do that with ARK. Also, you can have Vim style commands and key bindings. You can compose in Vim and view your emails in less. There's an account configuration wizard. I'm speeding up because I'm seeing the timer. One unique feature is the filters, and there's an example just after. You can control it with an external script, and it has actually you have a virtual terminal embedded into ERK, so you can start shells, editor, whatever is running in a terminal, you can run it into ERK in this frame or in a new tab or. And it has been designed with email contribution